Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're going to switch our attention to horse racing now on the programme, and here's where we say hello to Mert Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. And hello to you, Martin.
Good evening to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Very well. I've been enjoying some great racing from Royal Ascot over the course of the week, and it's as competitive as it always is.
Yes, indeed, no doubt about that. Certainly has been tough on the punters, I have to say, Barry. Some tough results there. The ground has been very fast up to now, but of course, as we're speaking here at the moment, there's actually an inspection today because they got 42 mils of rain in the last 24 hours, so it could be in doubt this afternoon. If that is the case, there'll be 10 races held tomorrow, so it'll be an absolute feast for armchair race course tomorrow anyway. A lot of racing on, 10 races there in the one day, be fantastic. A lot of group ones, of course, as well. So that should be interesting to see how all that plays out. But yeah, there's some great performances already. Todd Love is very good, win the Prince of Wales Stakes. Stradivarius lost his crown in the Gold Cup. Good winner, though. The Mark Johnson Horse 3B was very good. A great run by Princess Zoe. I mean, that was a fantastic effort, and the ground was way much too fast. But I think the star of the show, definitely of the week, from the Irish point of view, was Poetic Flair for Jim Bulger. A fantastic training performance to bring the horse back after running four times already this season, running in France as well, in the French Guineas. The horse won the English Guineas as well, just beating the Irish Guineas a couple of weeks ago. But Jetty came out fresh as paint on Tuesday and absolutely bolted up in the St. James Palace Stakes. He certainly is the best trio miler in the country, in the Europe at the moment. I'd be interested to see what sort of future he has. He could take on the likes of Palace Pier, of course, of John Gosling. He's a very good 4-year-old. He won the Queen Anne Stakes, the opening race. They could clash in the Sussex Stakes at Goodwood in late July, but all that is in the future. Lots to look forward to there.
For sure. And in terms of, we'll stick with the Irish action, we just have one meeting down for decision over the course of the weekend, no racing of course on Sunday, but we've got Down Royal on Saturday.
Yes, and it's obviously a good meeting. This one is the Boys Force Ulster Derby feature race here. A nice pot to the winner, 47,200. The first of 8 races goes to post at 110, and the Boys Force Ulster Derby itself is at 325. For 3 rows only over a mile and a half, always a decent race. And I have to say, trainer Jim Bulger has a tremendous record in this race over the past couple of years, and I do think his horse here, New Reality, could be the one to beat. The mount of Kevin Manning was a surprise winner of a Tipperary maiden a couple of weeks ago, beat one of Aidan O'Brien's hot pots in that occasion. The horse called Modus Operandi, who went on then and won at Leopardstown, so the form looks fairly solid. And last time then he finished 4th to a horse called Benaud, trained by Joseph Ryan at Nace. Now that Benaud actually ran quite well at Ascot during the week when finishing 4th in a decent handicap over there. So I think New Reality, off a mark of 83 with Kevin Manning on board, has a sound each way chance, but looks a very open contest. The likes of Star Harbour was a good winner last time for Adrian McGuinness, for Chris Hayes as well. He's on board again. £12 rise for that. He won very well at Navan and should go fairly close. But Kailash for Dermerweld and Ushinar comes here on the back of a good win at Cork in a maiden and certainly would have a good chance. So I think it's a very open race, but I do like New Reality. I think that has a very good chance. In other races then, I think Dream Oasis could win the first for Jesse Harrington. Good second over course and distance under Tom Madden a couple of weeks ago, and that's very important because a sharp track here at Down Royal over the 5 furlongs. He's drawn nicely in stall 1, and it's not hard to see him making all the room in here. In the 145 then, another course winner, McGuire's Grace, pulled off a bit of a gamble last time when went in for Michael Brown, and an £11 rise looks a bit harsh, but with Dylan McGonigal claiming like £5 off him, I think he might be good enough to go in again. Likely dangers are course winner Chiquinto and Art of Unity, who's been going well of late, but I do think McGuire's Grace could be a much improved horse and might win that 145 event. Other races then, the 4 o'clock is the second kind of feature race, the EBF Ulster Oaks, and Celine Liliette for Andrew Slattery certainly has found a bit of a revelation this year. She's won her only 2 races to date in good style, and even though she's risen 10 pounds in the weights, she must have a solid chance here again. Dangerous again, Aidan O'Brien's Martinique, good winner at Listowel last time, well bred for this one, it looks open to improvement. She must be one with a big chance. While Theophile for Jim Bulgers is another one there with Kevin Manning with a chance. But I think Celine Liliette, that was just got the winning habit, I think she might just be good enough to win this one. The last race then, a very open race, the maiden at 5:10. That a horse in the chances here. Paris Life for Jim Bulger's tore the Gordon Park last time, has a good chance. With Silail from Mick Halford also the same, but maybe Joseph Bryan's sheer chance could win here. Second in a decent handicap at Gordon Park last time, he raised £7 for that and must have a good chance in that 5:10 event. But certainly good racing at Down Royal tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be able to pick a few winners there.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be keeping a close eye on that for sure. And we'll also be following the racing at Royal Ascot with close interest. And anything you're looking forward to seeing racing on Saturday, Martin?
Yeah, the Golden Jubilee Stakes is the big race on the card. Group 1 race. And from an Irish point of view, I think Paddy Toomey's Sinalia has a very good each-way chance around 12-1. She's a much approved filly, this one, for Paddy. Enjoyed a very good season last year and was a good winner last time of the Ballyogan Stakes at the Curra a couple of weeks ago. She won't mind any the likely ground turn and testing. She won't mind that at all. I won 12-1 with Billy Lee on board. Rock solid each way chance. In a race where I think Dream of Dreams will take a lot of beating for Sir Michael Stout. He was second in the race last year, having also been placed the year before, so he's certainly overdue a win in this race. Won't mind the ground. He's a bit of a luckless sort, but I think everything is in place for a very good run there. Earlier in the card, then, Aidan O'Brien had introduced a nice 2-year-old called Pint Lonsdale to win his Curra a couple of weeks ago. He's very impressive, and he looks like he's going to take a lot of beating in the opening race at Chesham Stakes. Now, again, with the rain falling, I'm not quite sure what way that will go, but he's around sharp price, around 5-4. In the 3:40, I think Broom is a good chance for the Aidan O'Brien Moore combination. He's one of four runners in the race for the trainer. 100-30, just got beaten in the Tartars Go Cup last time by Helbert Dream. He's been a very solid performer. I think he's got an excellent chance in that one. Later on the card, maybe the 5:35 Visualization for Joseph Ryan would certainly have a bit of a chance. Likes the soft ground, was a good winner to Curra on Beanie's weekend, around 10-1. We could reward each race support. Well, the last race is one that maybe Frankie Dettori and Derma Well could combine and win this one. The horse called Falconate, they combined to win with the Chester Cup with this horse a couple of weeks ago. 2.6 shouldn't be a problem. Soft ground wouldn't be too bad, but he wouldn't want it too heavy, so we'll have to wait to see what way the ground would go. He's a bit of a class act, and I think Frankie Dettori, already among the winners this week, could end off this, on the meeting on a winning note. That's Falconate in the last race tomorrow at Ascot at 6:10.
So overall, a lot to look forward to over the course of the weekend, Martin, in terms of your best bets. Where's the money going?
Yeah, I like New Reality in that 3:25 at Down Royal, and also later in the card, the 4:35 horse called Ducasa Beach for local trainer Lee Smith. Siobhan Rutledge combined to win on this one at Gordon Park last weekend, and this one has a good chance of following up there in that 4:35 event. And Ascot definitely wouldn't put anybody off having a few euro each way in Sinalia in that 4:20, although I do think Dream of Dreams could be the nap selection on the day. I think he's got a lot of things going for him. But I do like the chance of Visualization in that 5:35 at Ascot. I don't think Dwayne would be any problem to him at all, and it's a wide open contest. You need a bit of luck, but if he does get a bit of luck, I think Visualization 10-1 is a rock solid each way value.
We'll be keeping a close eye on them, Martin. Always great to hear your thoughts. Enjoy the weekend's racing action, and I look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Yeah, we have the Irish Derby to look forward to next weekend, Barry, so look forward to previewing that.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Barry.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.